It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Big, busy, news-breaking afternoon. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a lot to get to coming up.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Breaking news, what it means, why it matters. We will discuss the markets on this Money Monday. We will take, we'll check in on the campaign trail and find out if, in fact, people are trying to steal the election of 2020. We'll talk about Bernie Sanders and his new employment policies, but we start with, in the green room, General Jack Keane and Iran. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We took down one of their drones. Instead of saying, yeah, that happened, they lie. They say it didn't happen. So we have, there's a lot of proof. It's called, take a look at it on the ocean floor.
Earlier this afternoon, our president, in his ever, you know, smooth way, just speaking bluntly and letting all people know that he's not buying what Iran is selling these days, nor is he buying this story that has been circulating most of today, that they had, that Iran has 17 CIA spies that they are systematically putting to death. Now, whether or not they have them or not, I don't know what the president is. He's saying it's all fake, I guess. But there's been a lot of activity with Iran over the last number of weeks, and we continue to check in with General Jack Keane. He's a retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute of the Study of War, and, of course, a Fox News senior strategic analyst, and we appreciate his time every time he makes it available. General, welcome back. Hope you had a good weekend. Thanks for being here. I got buzzed a little bit by some of my colleagues because we didn't do more coverage on the British tanker that was taken by Iran on Friday, but I just there was some degree that there was probably expected some tit for tat was going to go on with the Brits. But given what has happened since then, where are we at in terms of what Iran is doing and what they're doing with the crews of these ships? And what do we know about where these tankers are at? And just bring us up to speed on all things related to what Iran's doing right now.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Iran is acting in retaliation for the Brits having seized their tanker at Gibraltar, and it was en route to Syria with oil, which is in violations of the EU's imposed sanctions on Iran. And then just hours before the Iranians seized the British tanker in the Straits of Hormuz, the court in Gibraltar had extended the seizure of that tanker for another 30 days. Now, the Brits have offered to the Iranians the return of that tanker immediately if they would guarantee that it would not go to Syria. And the Iranians refused to do that. They want it unconditional. So that was the basis. One of the basis points for doing this is obviously retaliation. But there's a couple other things that are operating here. The Iranians have really had a rough patch based on the success of the Trump administration's, what I define as a strategic offensive to isolate Iran politically, diplomatically, and economically. And it's really working, and particularly the economic piece of it. They've actually been somewhat crippled by it.
And General, the president said today in his press avail, he said that inflation is nearing 75% in the Iranian economy. That's got to be stifling.
Yeah, it is. It is only on selected items, you know, like beef or sugar. But on normal items, it's around 40% on everything, which is
wow.
Staggering in and of itself. As we all know, the currency is devalued significantly. High unemployment, particularly among young people. Food shortage is routine. Power outage is routine. civil unrest growing in size and in frequency. So this is the pressure on Iran. They've had to pull operational funds back from the Hezbollah, from Hamas, and from the Houthis, their proxies, who do all their dirty work in the region. That's significant also. So the pressure is there. That's what's caused the behavior problem. So after the Iranians had their drone shot down, after they failed to seize a British tanker a week ago because of the British frigate's presence in the area, a British warship, the Iranians also had to save face with who? Particularly with their own people. Their own people are being pressured significantly, and the people, interesting enough, are largely blaming the Iranian regime for this mess, not the United States. That's good news. Secondly, the Iranians, because they're a repressive regime, Kevin, just like North Korea, just like the Chinese Communist Party in China, they maintain a stranglehold over their people. And as a result of that, they want to demonstrate to the people that they're a very powerful nation, and they can, and they'll use military power out there to undermine their adversaries. So that is why they went after that British tanker, not just for retaliation, but also to demonstrate to the people that they're powerful, because that's the chokehold they want to maintain on their own people, to keep potential rebellions down and keep them off the streets, like you see in Hong Kong, certainly.
Do you believe that that the UK was right in sequestering that original tanker? There's been some criticism in some reports, particularly in the British papers, that John Bolton may have egged them into sequestering that tanker and luring Britain into this mess. Or is the EU pretty solid on Iran not violating the sanction, the rules of their agreement as described?
Well, I don't know. I have no information that John Bolton would have that kind of influence over the British MOD and the British Prime Minister, because that's whose authority.
It seems laughable to me, but there were a couple of reports.
I think there's so much speculation in the media about Ambassador Bolton's influence that it's significantly distorted. And it's kind of something they like to play on to show discord in the White House. But I really think what's happened here, and it shows the Iranians and how erratic they have been. They sabotaged the six tankers early on to start the crisis, and they got caught at all of them. We have indisputable evidence that they did it, and that they did not expect to happen. They had a tactical commander without authority shoot down our American drone. That is an absolute fact. We have the intelligence on it, and I've been briefed on it. So that's a fact, and that was reported actually in the Oval Office that this could have been a mistake. It was a mistake that the Iranians made. And I think the other gaffes that they've had, they're trying to seize the British tanker initially. Sharif, the foreign minister in New York City, talking about, well, we're willing to put ballistic missiles on the table as a negotiating item. His boss is back in Tehran, the capital, hear that, and they're furious about it. In less than 24 hours, he changes his mind. I have never seen the Iranians be so erratic in terms of what they're doing. And even going after the Brits doesn't make a lot of sense to me, even though the Brits took their tanker. And the reason for that is that the Brits have to make a decision this week. The prime minister is going, you're going to have a new prime minister as a result of the parliamentary system. The Conservative Party is electing a new prime minister by the end of this week.
Right.
It's going to be Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt. First thing they'll have to do is make a decision about what to do about the British tanker. And I'm hoping that decision is that they move closer to President Trump's position on Iran. This regime is what he is describing it as. It's accurate in terms of their aggressive malign behavior. We never should have given them the $150 billion in terms of sanction relief for the nuclear deal, which gave them the currency to fuel their malign operations in the region. Unquestionable that is what has happened.
Yeah.
And I think if the UK comes forward, that means they would break the nuclear deal. The French and the Germans, who truly want to do business, with the Iranians. Let's put this awful story on the table. They want to do business with the Iranians because it's in their economic interest to do so, even though it's not in their geopolitical interest, you know, given Iran's outrageous behavior. But the UK, it's possible they could break with the other two over this, and that would be a very good thing. We'll see. There's going to be pressure, certainly, on the new prime minister at the end of the week in terms of what actions to take.
Well, and we'll continue to watch it, and we'll continue to get updates from you, General, on just how you see it. The president also today said that he's going to work closer with Pakistan in the issue of Afghanistan. I think that's welcome news to a lot of people as well. General, just ran out of time. Don't have time to cover all of it. There's so much to get to, but thank you for your time today.
Okay, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, when we continue, what did Bernie Sanders decide to do? When last we saw, there was a major squabble in his campaign. His union was criticizing him for not paying his people enough. So what did he decide to do? John Tobacco reports on that next. Stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Some really nasty weather moving through parts of northern New Jersey at this hour. We'll start on the parkway northbound from the Union Tolls up towards exit 153. We're slow. Southbound slows from Paramus right down to Elmwood Park, and more delays from, let's say, the Essex Tolls down towards exit 140. Turnpike delays on the western spur, basically top to bottom heading south. Eastern spur, we're slow 16A to 15X. Newark Bay extension of the turnpike slows westbound from 14A to 14. Lots of volume both ways on 24, both ways on 280 from East Orange out into Parsippany. 80 from Patterson right out into Totowa, Wayne, Fairfield, and Parsippany, and even out towards Denville and Rockaway. We're slow on that westbound side. Across the Hudson, 40 minutes outbound the Holland Tunnel from Canal Street, slightly better from the other approaches, 5 to 10 on the city-bound side. 15 to 20 minutes either way at the Lincoln Tunnel and the George Washington Bridge is a problem-free ride. And just getting word of a crash in Newark on southbound 1 and 9 in the local lanes at McClellan Street near Newark Liberty. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
It's not always serious with Eric Metaxas.
If you buy anything from MyPillow.com, if you order anything from there, please use the code Eric or Metaxas. You will get our special discount. You ought to know that most of those other discounts end up feathering the nests of communist dictators.
What?
You should be, yeah, you should be aware of that.
Oh. So.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 after Joel Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, July 30th at the Greenhouse Cafe, 7717 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. On Wednesday, July 31st at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge, 333 Adams Street, downtown Brooklyn. And on Thursday, August 1st at Buckley's, 2926 Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Plan now for later.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Love it. I'll take it for life. When I go in and I get my all my checkups and everything and that, my numbers are just, you know, they're through the roof. Good. It works well.
It is the most wonderful product I think I've ever taken.
The success of using this product has just been wonderful. And it's so pleasant to take. It's so easy to use. There's just no downside to it. If a product like this is going to improve your life, then this is the best one out there.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Bernie Sanders says he'd raise the minimum wage as president.
We're going to raise the minimum wage to a living wage, $15 an hour.
Fighting for a $15 an hour minimum wage.
Yeah.
A $15 an hour minimum wage.
Buddy.
That's all he could talk about for the longest time. Until his own campaign's union, now I didn't even know campaigns were big enough to have unions, but evidently they are, took him to task last week. I want to bounce this off my next guest, who's making his debut appearance here, at least in a very long time, on Kevin McCullough Radio. His name is John Tobacco, and he's host of The Liquid Lunch with John Tobacco on Newsmax.com, seen weekdays at 12 noon. And it causes me personal conflict because he's right up against my other good friend, Harris Faulkner, and I love both of these people tremendously. So, John, I'm always flipping back and forth. You know, the last button on my remote, it just goes back and forth between you and Harris all noon hour long. Hey, welcome back. Good to have you.
Hey, Kev. Thanks for having me. And there's really no contest between me and Harris. I mean, if you're looking for beauty, you got to go to Harris Faulkner. I give you that one. And I know you're lucky enough every so often to be the one lucky guy, so you gotta always root for the home team. But, you know, on Newsmax, we're a humble little show, as you know. Been on many times, and we always appreciate your point of view. And, you know, we try to have all points of view heard, Republican, Democrat, Independent. And, as you know, I always call my audience the purple people. We have a little bit of everything in them, Kevin.
No, I get that. And the reason I wanted to get you on today was because you have an extensive business background. And really, when this story broke about Bernie Sanders' campaign's union, taking him to task for not paying them $15 an hour and wanting to take some sort of, you know, group collective action against him for doing it, I think the whole world was like, well, I wonder how he's going to handle this. What did you think before he decided to announce this morning that he was cutting back the hours of his campaign staff as opposed to telling them to keep the pay rate that they had?
Kev, you know, this is the height of hypocrisy, and you see it all across all the Democrat candidates. And Bernie is probably the biggest offender, if you ask me. He's been trotting around America for the last 5 or 6 years telling everybody how, you know, millionaires and billionaires need to get reined in, these people with all these vacation homes. And lo and behold, we find out that Bernie and his wife are in that millionaire class. He's always knocking the one percenters, and he's got like 3 vacation homes. Now, it shouldn't shock anyone to hear that Mr. Democratic Socialist himself, who wants to privatize, he wants to socialize health care, he wants to nationalize health care, he wants to give health care to every single illegal immigrant. He's put pressure on Walmart and Amazon, all these companies, to pay a fair living wage. And lo and behold, in his own campaign, he can't pay his people the wage he wants Amazon and Walmart and everyone else to pay. So it's just a nut to me. It's almost a coup de grace on what a hypocrite this guy is. And he's fallen in the polls.
Right. Well, and the interesting thing about this, John, is that on college campuses and in more theoretical places, so over the after work beer at the local bar or the coffee shop in the morning, these conversations are going on and people are saying, well, hey, why can't someone be forced to pay a higher minimum wage to the people that they work that work for them? And a reasonable people will say, well, if you multiply that across an entire workforce population, it only makes sense that if the money pie is only so big that there's only going to be so many people that you can pay, et cetera, that eventually that's going to mean downsizing of some jobs completely. But, John, we very seldom ever see that premise put to the test. And what did Bernie Sanders do? Lo and behold, he cuts their hours. Now, I mean, it's
what,
just.
And Kev, that's what across the country, as these blue states continue to put in these crazy mandatory minimum wage requirements, you're going to see more and more all the great achievements that Donald Trump, you know, lowest unemployment rate in almost 50 years, lowest African American unemployment rate in history, the 3% GDP growth that, that Barack Obama said he would need a magic wand. And lo and behold, you see it in practice in front of your eyes when Bernie Sanders himself, the man of the people, can't pay $15 an hour. What does he do? Does what any smart businessman would do. He cuts the amount of people he has because you only have a certain amount of money in your line item for payroll. And little by little, in a true unvarnished free market capitalist society, there would be no such thing as a minimum wage. There would be a working wage, and every single job would have a different wage that was their minimum as determined by the marketplace.
Right.
And as we see, so many companies in America right now are looking for qualified American labor, and there's I don't know what the number, Kev, but there's a couple million jobs, some odd million jobs out there that the skill set isn't there. There's an abundance of jobs in some areas, and those companies, if they weren't locked into paying everyone a certain rate, they'd probably pay people a lot more on merit to say, hey, I need this guy, and I don't want to lose him. I want to keep him for a project for 2 years. I'm going to pay him $30 an hour so he's happy and he's not always looking for the next best thing. And, you know, we're at a binary crossroads in America. Every single Democratic candidate has expressed some interest in socialistic ideas, in nationalizing health care and giving voting rights, free college, free health care to illegal immigrants. And Donald Trump is saying this country will never be a socialist country. And if I can help it, if most Americans are like us, Kev, regular people who believe America's great, Trump's going to win the landslide, is the way I see it, because he's tagging himself.
I actually think he is going to win maybe 4 to 8 more states than he won in 2016. But let me go back to the economic part of this just for a second, John, because, again, you've got a deep background in business. And when we're talking about, when one party is talking about minimum wage mandatory requirements and the marketplace around that voter base has now moved to the point where most people are getting paid better than that now anyway, voluntarily by companies who are, and you're right about the jobs. I think there's like 2 million jobs available and 7 million jobs available and 2 million people that need them or something. I mean, we're upside down on the opportunity right now, which is a great problem to have. But unless they see it for themselves, it should be the demand of what is valued in the marketplace. I just don't think that's a message that's going to resonate with people, because no one's looking to make minimum wage right now. Everyone's looking to make more than that because of the amount of opportunity. Anyway, John Tobacco, check him out weekdays at noon, Liquid Lunch on Newsmax TV, and a good friend of the show here at Kevin McCullough Radio. John, thanks for being here.
Kev, thanks.
All right. Coming right back, Kevin McCullough. We've got more to get to from the campaign trail. Dr. Gina Loudon joins me. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Generally cloudy skies. We have 82 degrees on this Monday evening. We have some nasty thunderstorms just to the north and to the west of Manhattan. What's going on? We have the answer. Over 10,000 remain without power in parts of Brooklyn and Queens. Roughly 9,600 customers are still out in Brooklyn, while close to 1,800 are out in Queens. Con Edison crews continue to work on a fix, and they are handing out dry ice until 8 o'clock this evening to help people keep food from spoiling. The utility has faced intense criticism from both Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo, but Con Ed officials say they took customers offline to avoid an even larger outage. The MTA says it was a software bug that caused 6 train lines to come to a screeching halt in last Friday's heat. President of New York City Transit Andy Byford apologized at the board meeting today.
Could not have happened at a worse time. You're at the evening peak. It's boiling hot. People want to go home. They're frustrated. This was obviously clearly a major incident.
More than 2 dozen trains on the 1 through 6 lines were impacted, and several of them got stuck in tunnels for an hour and a half. Temperatures were into the mid-90s on Friday. In sports, Yankees take on the Twins in Minnesota. The Mets are off. They begin a homestand against the Padres at Citi Field tomorrow. Taking a look at the traffic, 30 to 40 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, about 10 minutes on the city-bound side, 15 each way at the Lincoln Tunnel, George Washington Bridge. That's a pretty good ride. If you're in Manhattan trying to get to the outbound GW Bridge, northbound West Side Highway, a slow ride from the 120s on up. FDR is actually not bad in comparison, just some pockets of volume from the 60s to the Triborough Bridge. Cross Bronx jammed up westbound from the Bronx River Parkway to the GW Bridge. Showers and thunderstorms, and some of these storms could be strong to severe tonight, especially like the ones that are happening to the north and west over northeastern New Jersey and parts of Rockland and Westchester County. Overnight low 68 tonight. Cloudy start, shower tomorrow, slow clearing by the afternoon, high 74, then sunny the rest of the work week. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives and restore sight and health for many more. Sign up right now online as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Okay, y'all. It's a product called Riduzone. It's the only product that I've advertised with regard to weight loss. And it's formulated by folks in the medical arena. Contains OEA, a molecule that is naturally present in your body. It sends a signal to your brain to let you know you're full. My belief is, in the ultimate analysis, calories are the biggest predictor of whether people will gain or lose weight. So if you eat less, it's great. No stimulant, no caffeine. Go to Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E, Riduzone.com.
Is a friend or loved one's gambling problem affecting your life emotionally, spiritually, or financially? Do you yourself take a toll on the people around you due to a gambling issue? Have the conversation. Visit 800gambler.org for access to a new video on the family, various programs, services, and resources for disordered gamblers, their friends, and or loved ones. At 800gambler, we offer support, treatment, and hope. We're just a phone call or click away. This message sponsored by the Council on Compulsive Gambling in New Jersey, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6, Mike Gallagher at 10, on AM 970, The Answer. Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
The 2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million, depending on how aggressively they used the techniques that I've been studying now for 6.5 years.
That is a Harvard-educated PhD with more than 300 peer-reviewed journal articles in psychiatry and human behavioral research journals. And he has also been a research psychologist for the last 40 years studying human behavior with its specific application to technology. His name is Robert Epstein. I first played that soundbite for you last week after our friend Dennis Prager was before the Senate subcommittee chaired by Ted Cruz on the issue of Google and big tech and kind of what they're doing to abuse. I want to get into this as it relates more specifically to the elections of 2020 with Dr. Gina Loudon, who is also intimately familiar with efforts across the country to get people to vote that shouldn't be allowed to. Dr. Gina, always good to have you on Mondays. Thanks for coming back.
My pleasure to be with you today, Kevin.
So when he rolled out that number, and you've heard this argument over and over again, that Trump lost the popular vote by 3 million people, and so that in people's minds that don't know anything about the Electoral College or the constitutional process, that automatically says to them, well, Hillary should have been elected president. In Mr. Epstein's testimony before the committee, he also revealed that he had supported, given money to, endorsed and campaigned for Hillary Clinton. But his own research showed that between 2.6 million and 10 million total votes probable were influenced by Google in the 2016 election. Dr. Gina, I've heard a lot about Russia. I haven't heard anything about Dr. Epstein and what he's revealed until last week.
Yeah, they have very selective outrage. And even when you did hear it, people like you are writing about it. But most people aren't, you know, and most of the mainstream media wants to totally ignore the truth, which is that the left will do absolutely anything and everything to steal this election from conservatives, from really the will of the American people, because that's what we're really discussing here. Let's not forget that. And so I always tell people when I, you know, if they begin to feel discouraged about the elections upcoming, that we just have to pull the margins. It's all about the margins. Our victory will be in the margins. But I want to say this, too. You know, I accepted the co-chairmanship of the Women for Trump last week. And it's a very, I want to say that the campaign is very organized. We are going to be on the ground in ways we just weren't in 2016 because there just wasn't the time to organize the way that that you would when you are an extremely sophisticated campaign. At this point, this time, they'll be very sophisticated. And not only that, I think the grassroots is more adamant than ever that we are not going to stand idly by and let them steal this election from us. So there will be, and I can't go into specifics because, of course, you know, leftists monitor your show, but let me say there will be things in place to preclude their efforts. However, we still have to grab huge margins in this election. There's no question.
I agree with that. In fact, I think you've got to win 4 to 8 more states just to put it definitively out of reach so that there isn't particularly the type of post-election funny business that we saw in 18 in Florida and Georgia. But Dr. Epstein's own research showed that potentially up to 72 million votes were influenced in 2018 across all states and all races in the favor of one particular party. So it is, you know, the big tech companies have gotten very savvy about this, Dr. Gina. And this is one of the reasons why I want to make sure we highlight the wrongdoing of what they're doing, because we need every voter to come out and vote. I remember you telling me a little over a year ago that you were beginning to be aware and had begun to see research on the active rate process to get non-citizens voting. Revisit that for me for a second and explain how that works.
Yeah, if people want to learn more about it, I explain it more in depth at a website, citizenvoters.vote. You can go there, citizenvoters.vote, and you can learn about how already in many states it is perfectly legal for citizens, non-citizens, to vote. And so my husband is heading up an effort. In fact, the Washington Post did an article on it today. Wasn't altogether favorable, but for the Washington Post, it could have been worse. And fairly accurate, I would say it was. And people can check that article out today as well. About the effort, which says right now, you would think that it would be in our Constitution that only citizens could vote. But in fact, it isn't. It says citizens. But what is the definition of a citizen? So many states are going through, and there is a national effort by the left to make it so that citizen is defined as anyone who lives here or has worked here. All sorts of definitions they're wanting to come up with. So the definition that we want to institute into the Constitution says only citizens can vote. Not just citizens, but only citizens.
And citizen voters. Citizenvoters.vote. Okay,
yes.
I just want to make sure we get that right.
Check
Dr. Gina, thanks for checking in from the campaign trail. Always appreciate your insight.
Always. And if people want to be involved in Women for Trump, all you have to do is text 88022 and the word empower. Text that to 88022.
All right. We will be on top of that. Dr. Gina,
all right.
Always a pleasure.
Awesome.
Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In all the intense heat and humidity, did you feel run down this weekend? Kevin McCullough here. I was tempted to, but then I remembered if I take my fruits and vegetables, if I get the phytonutrient chemical reactions into my bodies that God created them to give me, that I should be okay. And in fact, as I did feel a little run down early in the weekend, I just popped my fruits and veggies, and by the end of the weekend, felt 100%. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. They are 100% natural food, whole food plants, fruits, vegetables, in vegetarian capsules. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, all in three little fruit and three little veggie capsules. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. And right now, I've got one of the best offers they've ever offered. 25% off, plus free shipping on your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature, and a set of convenient travel bottles containing an additional week's supply. These are handy even after you use the week's supply in them to hang on to, because you can easily pack them in your carry-ons to go wherever you need, etc. Call 800-2468-751. Get the additional free week's supply of travel bottle, carry-on, Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, plus 25% off and free shipping. That's 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751, or online at balanceofnature.com. And don't forget the discount code, The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now, or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? Well, that's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you up with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done so you can relax this summer. Now, to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today. Remember, that's homeadvisor.com, homeadvisor.com, or download their free app.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission, and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an App Nevada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Go to am970theanswer.com to listen live. Tune into podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. am970theanswer.com. Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970 The Answer.
Everywhere I go.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, what's going on? It's kind of the doldrums of summer, but does that mean that nothing's happening in the markets or far from it? Let's get back into all things economy with David Fisher. He is the chairman and founder of Landmark Capital, and they are extremely focused on helping you be the best steward possible of your retirement and your investment. And David, it's always good to have you. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Great things to talk about in the market today. I'm so excited to be on your program this afternoon.
Yeah, let's talk about what the big things this week are going to be talking about.
Well, the key things this week are the ECB, European Central Bank, is going to come out on Thursday, and they're going to talk about rates. The Fed is in a what you call blackout period because they're going to talk about rates next week, but there's a lot of challenges internally going on in the Fed. The debt ceiling is coming to fruition on Friday, you know, and this is going to have effect on stocks and gold, all of this combined.
Well, and given that, let's do these one by one. What's the ECB? Will they lower rates? If so, how's that going to affect stocks, particularly in our markets?
Well, the European Central Bank policymakers are anticipating that there is going to be a rate cut and they may possibly what you call a stimulus package, but this is going to happen on Thursday, more than likely. Think about this for a second, Kevin. Having your money being charged in a bank account. In other words, you're paying a fee to put money in a bank. That's what it's like in Europe right now. Is deposits are being charged 0.4% if you lived in European bank in European areas that is part of the European Monetary Union. So there are negative rates already. They're going to go further negative rates, probably a 10 basis point. So this is probably going to stimulate the European markets, which if we live in a global society, it should help out stocks in the United States, and it should cause gold to go up too also.
You've said in the past that the Fed is going to cut rates. What will this do for stocks, the gold in the short term? Gold's had a heck of a run here in recent days. Does this create any long-term problems from where you sit?
Yeah, short term, we're going to see a rate cut. You know, President Trump wants a 1% full rate cut. He's been saying we're not going to get that. Economists are sensing a quarter of a point. The Fed is between a quarter and a half a point. The Fed a June meeting, 14 of 17 participants says that we've got a lower rate. So that's a pretty strong number. And I think we're going to have a up to a 50% rate cut. Morgan Stanley says 25% won't be helpful enough. It'll disappoint the market. This is all about the market. So short-term lowering rates will be great for the market. Long-term, unfortunately, takes away the gunpowder. We don't have a whole lot of ammunition. We're only at 2.5%. So that's not much when lowering rates when we head into recessions. So that's going to create a whole nother problem down the road.
Well, and obviously we want to do what we can to offset that. You mentioned the debt ceiling. What is it for people that are not following this stuff day to day, and why does it need to be raised? At least why do the politicians say it needs to be raised this week?
Well, first of all, the debt ceiling was created in 1917, Kevin, to take on, help, you know, fund a war. We had to take on more debt in World War One. But this was supposed to be just a short-term thing, you know, and, you know, when more people went to work, it paid down the debt, getting this back to square one. But in 1974, they tied the debt ceiling to a budget, and now we live and die by this thing. So on the 26th of July, this Friday, the government's going to go on their furlough, their summer vacation. And Steve Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi have been talking because Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, says if we don't raise the debt ceiling by this date, we're going to run out of money before Congress comes back in mid-September. So if that happens, we would have a default for the first time, and this would be horrendous upon the markets. They're trying to hammer out a two-year deal so that the remaining first term of President Trump, they won't have to issue this again. So we'll see what happens. It'll yet to be determined, but I don't think they're going to default, but they're still miles apart, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Tell us then why it's important that we diversify. A lot of people have a lot of stock and they think they're okay as long as this economy is going in the right direction. Why physical gold now?
Well, central banks, the big money of the world, drives gold, and central banks are ditching dollars and buying gold, according to Bloomberg News. Gold demand by the World Gold Council is up 68% on the World Bank central bank level. So the big money of the world is selling dollars, buying gold. Last week, you heard me say this man's name. He's the largest hedge fund manager, Ray Diallo. He's been on a rampage about our debt.
And last week, he issued a massive public warning saying that there is coming a new paradigm when investors will be forced to buy gold while selling stocks. It's a very strong, outrageous statement, but it's a billionaire saying this. So gold is any outperforming stocks. It's done this since 2001 by 2.5 times. And if the recession comes, that's bad for stocks. It creates another bail-in around the world, and we have the laws for a bail-in. So if you have physical gold in your hand, they can't access that electronically like stocks. Plus, it's a great investment. So now's the time to get involved in gold. We are in a bull market in gold. I've been talking about that. Normally, I have not said these things, but the light switch is turned on for gold. It's been on a rampage, like you said, and we're going to continue in a long-term bull market.
Well, and I think that that bail-in thing, and people, if you've heard us talking about this over the course of the last couple of years, you know that it is real, but it is most likely to be activated when we least expect it. So the idea is to be a little bit ahead of the curve, be ready for it in the event that it is used, because then it'll be too late. You won't have access to the funds that you think you have access to. Anyway, it's all explained in the free white paper, The Coming Bail-In. Get your copy for free when you call Landmark Capital today, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. And David, as always, I appreciate your insight and analysis of what's going on in the markets and the world around us.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Again, get your bail-in paper for free, 844-604-2575.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 1-800-462-3333. That's 1-800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been holding off on buying vitamins because I figure, you know what? All the vitamins I need are going to be in the fruits and vegetable supplements. I'm not going to bore you to tears with recanting all my health issues and what have you, but I will tell you this, there's already improvement, and it's a really amazing transition. It's really nice to get hooked up with an organization of people that understand where real health comes from. This will make a great commercial, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I just want to say a big thank you to everybody that tuned in today. And our thoughts and prayers continue to be with Puerto Rico. The governor there, of course, admitting earlier today that he's going to not seek re-election. That's not satisfying the masses. And I know that we've got a lot of connections to Puerto Rico here in the New York area. So I want to see the best thing happen for them. I know the president was pretty hard on him earlier today in his press conference, said he's incompetent. It'd be hard to argue otherwise when you look at some of the recent decisions. Hey, I want to make you aware of something. Coming up this fall, we are going to begin a series of broadcasts on Friday afternoons, not every Friday, but probably a couple of times a month, beginning in September, that may run through the spring, that are going to be really cool. It's going to be called the Dining Out Dialogues, and they'll be on location at some of the best eateries in the New York area. On September the 26th, we kick the thing off at the Brick House in Wyckoff, New Jersey. Chef Aldo Cascio will be there with not only a great menu, but there will be a great opportunity for us to be together, do the entire day of Kevin McCullough Radio together. And then a very special date on your calendar as well, October the 18th at Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. Get more details on this on my social media. We'll be telling you more about it as the days draw close as well. Also this week, I'll be on Fox News and it looks like Newsmax both this week, so we hope to see you there as well. Now, I'm really getting irritated by a new strain of story I'm seeing coming through. This weekend, I found out that the new 007 is going to be actually a female. And then today, I wake up and read that Natalie Portman is cast to be the next Thor. Friends, I'm not against great actresses playing great roles. But there is something very weird, bizarre, and almost disconcerting about a female Thor or a female 007 or, you know, fill in the blank. And I remembered why it bothered me so much. Do you remember the Tomb Raider stories with Angelina Jolie? They were bombs of films. They were terrible. Even action film people didn't like them. And it's kind of like watching women's sports instead of men's sports in traditionally men strong categories, basketball, football, hockey. It's just not as fast, it's not as fun, it's not as interesting when the slower, less agile athletes that happen to be women are the ones doing it. I think the same thing applies to action movies. Don't Tomb Raider us. We don't need more Tomb Raiders. It's okay for a man to be a superhero. It's okay for a woman to be a superhero, too. Just don't make the male roles the ones that let the women be the women superheroes. Anyway, I know I'm going to get mail on that one. Kevin McCullough, we will talk to you later. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.